Well, we are joined this morning by Brad Pierbolt. He joins us in his role representing the Atlantic JCs. They've got a little event they'd love you to be a part of this weekend. Brad, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. And I'd like to talk this morning about our annual JCs Comedy Club, which is going to be held this Saturday, February 18th. And that's at the Cass County Community Building. And we're really proud to have hypnotist Doug McCraw this year joining us. And he's a hypnotist comedian. And he puts on a great show. I've seen some of his work on YouTube videos and whatnot, and I think it's going to be a real entertaining evening.
So bring your friends and make sure they raise their hands.
Yeah. Make sure you get them talked into getting up on stage and getting some entertainment for the crowd.
Has he been around to a lot of places, Funny Bone, places like that then?
Yes, he has. He travels the whole country, mm-hmm. and he has a website. It's stagehypnotist.com. You can check out where he's been and some of his act. And he does some corporate events and then just comedy events in general.
Have you guys had a chance to see him before?
He was here, I believe, 5 years ago. Oh, okay. It was before I was involved in the comedy club. But I believe he did do a show for us several years ago and went over very well. So we're excited to have him back.
All right. So folks who had a chance to enjoy that the first time, maybe get a chance to come back again. A fundraising effort for the JCs in general?
Correct. Yes. This is one of our bigger fundraisers we hold throughout the year. And most of our proceeds from this event go towards our annual fireworks display, which is every year on the 4th of July out at the airport. So this is a good fundraiser for that event. So you can feel good about coming out, having a nice night of entertainment in Atlantic and giving to a good cause.
This way they don't have to pass the hat to watch the fireworks.
That's right. It does help us pay for those. And, you know, they get more expensive every year.
Yes,
so we try to raise a little bit more each year, and this is one of our good events for that.
Yeah, those nice fireworks shows really have gotten expensive. If folks had a chance to actually see the catalog and see what it actually costs just for a couple of rounds of different types of nice fireworks, they'd be shocked.
It is pretty amazing, and now with the new technology, they're computer-fired, and of course that just continues to raise the price, and insurance and things like that continue to go up.
But what would 4th of July be without fireworks?
That's right. So it's a great community event, and we're proud to do it every year.
So you got to do that. The Comedy Club, what all's involved? Is it just a show?
Yeah, it's a show, and we supply a little bit of a snack, some popcorn and pretzels and things like that. There's also drinks available for purchase there at the community center. And we do a little bit of, some raffles, some door prizes, things like that. So you may even leave with a little bit of a prize there.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about the JCs in general. It's been around for a very, very long time. A lot of people around the community have been involved in the JCs at one time or another during their lives, and they still continue kind of the same mission.
Of course, yeah. It's been one of the strongest service organizations in Atlantic, and you know, it was originally men only, and then several decades ago it switched to men and women. It's for young people, and the age range is from 18 to 40. And really the goal of the JCs is not only to provide service to the community, but also develop young leaders in the community. So JCs stands for Junior Chamber. So that was originally kind of the idea is that you developed into a leader, and then you could take your leadership role into the chamber or whatever other organization you saw fit. So we do that by developing young people, giving them the skills to lead projects like this, speak publicly like I'm doing now, go to different organizations and ask for money or time or different things like that. And that can kind of help your communication and leadership skills as a person. And then you get to provide a good community events like our comedy club.
Have you still gotten good support from the general public and businesses in the area?
Yes, we get great support. And I think that everyone knows someone or has been around somebody who's a past JC's member. And many of the business owners in the community are. And that brings up a great point. I'd love to mention our sponsors real quick for this event, because without these sponsors, we really couldn't do this every year. And our two long-term sponsors have been Hy-Vee and First Whitney Bank. And like I said, they help us out so much, especially with this event, and we're really proud to have them as sponsors.
Well, it's good to have friends in the right places, huh?
That's right. That's right. They make all these things just kind of go for us. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot easier to make it happen because it's difficult to find people. I can remember back in the late 80s when I first moved here to the community. I belonged to the JCs early when I started here, too, and there were two organizations. There was the men's and there was the women's. And then eventually the twain met. They came together to create one organization. But, you know, the days where you had a bunch of organizations with a lot of people involved seem to be going by the wayside. It's difficult to get folks really pumped up to get involved in things with so many other things going on in their lives. And the JCs are no different. You always struggle with that issue and you're always looking for members.
That's correct. We really are looking for new members, and I think people get concerned that it's going to be a very large either monetary or time commitment, and it's really not the case. We really only ask for a few hours a month from people, and we understand that they're not going to be available for every event, but we really could use some new members to help us out with some of our projects, and we've tried to have a social aspect to our group as well. So not only are you giving to the community and developing yourself, but you're meeting some new people, meeting new young business people in the community, and helping your social life as well.
Who can join?
Anybody that's between the ages of 18 and 40. So pretty wide range of people. It's just an age requirement. So other than that, we have no other requirements.
And you can, is it like other organizations, you can be as active as you want to be, you can climb the ladder if that's what you choose to do?
Definitely, and we now have some of our members who are going on to the state level and doing some things throughout the state as representatives of the JCs, so that's really neat, and we get a lot of feedback and information from them. So it is. And if you just want to come in and do a couple activities with us a year, that's great. If you want to be more involved, you can do that as well.
Regular meetings?
Yeah, we do have regular meetings. It's the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, and that's 7 o'clock at the family table. And you're welcome to come by, say hi. You can also contact the chamber, and they have our contact information there.
You know, I'm sorry, Brad. I was going to say, we often refer to it as the Atlantic JCs, but do you have to live in Atlantic to belong?
No, you don't. You can live anywhere around the community. If you live in a neighboring community, we'd welcome you into our group. We do most of our organizations and our organizational events here in Atlantic, but we also cover the whole county, really, with some of our charity and fundraising drives.
Could folks come to a meeting just to kind of see what it's like without any obligation?
You sure can. We have a lot of past members come in who kind of want to see, you know, they may have been members 20, 30 years ago, and they just kind of want to see what we're up to and how we're doing. So we have a lot of past members come by. People just want to sit in and see what we're all about. So we welcome those members of the community to come in and just say hi.
Of course, we get Comedy Club. We've talked about the fireworks display and the pancake breakfast or the flight breakfast on what's that holiday again? 4th of July. Yeah, that's when they blow off all those fireworks and things. What else do you have during the rest of the year?
Yeah, we do several other projects. We do our haunted house with the Eagles every year, and that's usually a big success here in Atlantic. We also do what's called an Adopt-A-Family, which is giving of some food to needy families, and we had a great year for that this year. We served out boxes of food, and we delivered them to needy families, and I think we had about 110 families this year, which is the most we've ever done, and we got great community support from donations and things like that. So some of the other projects that we do or have done over the years is we've done some Easter egg hunts, some things like that. We're always looking for new projects, and some come, some go. But our big one that's been going on for years and years is, of course, the fireworks, and it kind of all leads up to that throughout the year as far as fundraising and time commitment, and really are preparing for that 12 months a year.
Right. Yeah, it all takes time and takes membership. So if folks would like to join, just contact any one of the members?
That's correct. Like I said, the chamber would be the best contact place probably. They have all of our information. Or you can stop by a meeting at the family table on Tuesday, the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month.
Very good. And again, Comedy Club coming up this weekend. What's the price again?
Well, we have tickets for sale right now at the Chamber and at Rex Pharmacy, and they're $12 if you buy them ahead of time. If you wait till you get to the door, they're $15. So that's where you can get the tickets, and that's going to be this Saturday, February 18th. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7.
Now, I know you'd appreciate the extra $3 at the door, but quite frankly, it's kind of nice to know ahead of time what to expect for people, too. So if you can get those tickets ahead of time, you save yourself a couple of bucks and you help them plan.
That's true. That's true. We like to know how many we have so we can make sure we have room for everyone. Last year, we had a very full house, so we do appreciate you buying those tickets ahead of time. Also, it is a 21 and over show because there's alcohol for sale. It's not a real blue show. We don't get the really really blew comedians in. But the building there, the Cass County Community Building, asked that we limit our show to 21 and over because of the alcohol sales.
All right. So this is a night for the adults. You can leave the kids with the sitter.
That's right. Yep. Come on out and have some good family fun, good fun with your friends.
All right. Sounds like a good time. Doug McCraw, the name of the fellow who'll be doing the entertaining, and the folks that'll be sponsoring the Atlantic JCs. You can help them out by stopping by this Saturday evening. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy a nice night out. Maybe a good night with your sweetheart, huh? Thanks a lot for coming in, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.